The MacArthur Foundation Fellows have been named. 23 lucky recipients who will receive $500,000 apiece, no strings attached, over 5 years. A list that includes filmmaker Natalia Almada, Harvard economist Roz Chetty, author Juno Diaz, Denver Dr. Eric Coleman, and a mandolinist. 31-year-old Chris Thiele reportedly didn't recognize the foundation's incoming phone number and ignored them, thinking they were political robocalls. We always thought he was special. Now the former member of Nickel Creek is a certified genius.
One day you'll see her and you'll know what I mean. Take her or leave her, she will still be the same.
Chris Thiele started Nickel Creek with siblings Sean and Sarah Watkins when he was just 8. They won a Grammy in 2007. More recently, he collaborated with cellist Yo-Yo Ma, violinist Stuart Duncan, and bassist Edgar Meyer on the Goat Rodeo Sessions. And he launched the band Hunch Brothers, their latest CD, Who's Feeling Young Now?
I was a tired, I'm never tired. Youth will not be wasted on this.
And did we mention Chris Thiele's also written a mandolin concerto? Here he performs it with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Well, we caught up with Chris Thiele last June. Chris, start with the name of this concerto, Ad Astra Per Alis Porci?
To the Stars on the Wings of a Pig.
Okay, the pig. What is that?
It was John Steinbeck's personal motto, I guess. He would put it at the beginning of his novels and short stories. Apparently a high school teacher of his told him that he'd be a novelist when pigs fly. I love him and I love that story. And, you know, I play the mandolin, which people don't often expect great things from. And it's limiting in certain ways, but it has its charms and it's my voice. I kind of feel like I had as little choice in the matter as I do with my speaking and singing voice.
When did you... You said it was your voice and you had no choice. How? Well, how so?
When I saw it for the first time, I guess I was 2. I remember it all very clearly. Music always had a profound impact on me from very early on. And when I was 2 at that pizza place in Carlsbad, California, the leader of the band played the mandolin. And he was incredibly charismatic. And so he was not only incredibly charismatic, but he played this instrument that was small and high-pitched like me. And I think I just... It was just really interesting, especially to a little tiny person. And I begged my parents to let me play.
Well, I was going to say, so, you know, when you were little, you loved the mandolin, but you grew and the mandolin didn't.
You know? Yeah, that's true. Thankfully, my fingers kind of stayed, they got longer and longer, but they kind of stayed really thin. I almost wonder if it's like, you know, habitual evolution.
You're trying on a brand new dress. You haven't worn the old one yet. You've come too far to turn around now. You're giving up.
So you continue along. Nickel Creek stops recording in 2006, stops touring in 2007. And then comes that one night, from what we understand, there's a bunch of guys just want to drink too much wine, eat steaks, and commiserate about our failed relationships, which, as I understand it, is how bands are born.
Yeah, I don't think that's the first time that's happened.
And out of that comes the Punch Brothers, now really identifying with bluegrass. What was the appeal of bluegrass?
It's an interesting training ground for a serious musician, just in that there are very few... folk-oriented disciplines that stress the importance of rhythm so fervently. There's something about, like, the banjo rolling, the mandolin is the snare drum. Mm. It's such a tight-knit ensemble, and it exposes any flaws in rhythm so readily that I think in the bluegrass community, you have some of the most rhythmically proficient musicians in the world.
Well, bluegrass is also like you're doing your scales all the time. I mean, you know, there can be a briskness to it where you can...
It's very fast.
Yeah, very fast.
Bluegrass is very fast, and you have to be able to cut it on that level. Bluegrass musicians, I think we kind of spend the rest of our lives after our bluegrass upbringings kind of taking notes out.
Right. Let's listen to a little of the most recent CD from Punch Brothers, Who's Feeling Young Now? This song is called This Girl.
Father, 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 Well, it's been a long, long time. How are you doing? How is your son? How are his children? I bet they're just like me.
The way Paste magazine sums this up, they say, this girl in which an obsessed Thiele promises God he'll backslide into faith for a chance at some, well, sweet girl. Kind of change the ending of that sentence. But is this autobiographical? Because we know some of your songs are.
In the case of this girl, I you know, I had that sprightly little lick, that thing, and mm-hmm. and I don't know, I just started singing the father thing, and there was this girl at that time that I was, and I happened to know that she was a churchgoer, and I had once been the most avid of churchgoers, so I felt like I had an in there.
You dog.
Exactly. I thought it would be a silly and fun thing to write a song about.
This girl, and I'd be the happiest backslider in the world if you would tell her it's your will for us to be together. I would never bother you again.
Elsewhere on the CD, you do a cover of Radiohead's Kid A. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to a little bit of that. But, you know, when I asked how in that drunken night where you were talking about failed relationships, you guys decided to be a bluegrass band. Was there a chance you could...
Let's say high-spirited.
Okay, high-spirited. Okay. Was there a chance you could have been a rock band?
Yeah, I guess if I hadn't been a mandolin player my whole life. The darn thing about mandolins is they're really hard to turn up as loud as you would need to be to play with a drum set.
To 11.
Yeah, they don't go to 11, regrettably. they can, but it seems to really... you seem to lose a whole lot in getting it that loud. Like, they kind of cease to sound like mandolins and sound like some hideous, I don't know, in the way that Tolkien's orcs are you know, were maybe elves somehow, but they're just distorted. I feel like electric mandolins are sort of the orcs to mandolins elves.
Okay, all right.
So I'm a little limited, again, by the fact that just my voice as an instrumentalist, it just doesn't get very loud, so I kind of just... do what I can, and you know, in the case of Kid A, for instance, that's just such an amazing piece. We wanted to cover it just to get inside of it.
Give us a song from the new CD to go out on.
I would go for a good one to send people away with. Might be Sooner Never, which we don't get to do live that often because it's such a quiet song. It really requires a lot of attention. So maybe it would be a nice thing for the radio.
Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
If ever I have seen the sunrise and known it's time for bed.
We spoke with now MacArthur Genius Award winner Chris Thiele in June. Punch Brothers' latest CD is Who's Feeling Young Now? Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
And
funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.